let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the program This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The inspiring book, a product of Guyana's bittersweet sugar, is the story of the author Nowrang Prasad and his journey from a Guyanese who evolved from a broken parental home in the pits of poverty in colonial British Guyana to become first a successful school teacher and an unconventional school administrator. Then in the field of human resource management, initially in the sugar industry in Guyana, then Canada, followed by exciting assignments literally across the globe, working with the United Nations Children's Fund. Nowrang Prasad, author of A Product of Guyana's Bittersweet Sugar, is our guest coming to us from Guyana on today's This Week in America. Nowrang, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
It is our pleasure, and it's a really inspiring book, as I said, and I want to start where this whole thing began. This was a story that what family and friends came to you and said, this really is a book. You need to really write your experiences. Is that where this idea became for writing the book?
Very much so. You know, for the past decade at least, almost precious from professional colleagues, family members, good friends. Guyana is a small country, and you know, you do medium things and they become large in a small world. And, you know, people consider me to be outstanding, but in the scheme of things around the world, I still think I'm a very humble, simple, ordinary guy.
Well, you've accomplished so much and can be a real inspiration, especially to some of the young people there. Was that part of the motivation of writing the book, that you could inspire others?
That was in fact one of the major considerations. You know, it's, besides being a memoir, it's also a motivational tool for the younger Guyanese who I think can do with some inspiration to do better than they have been doing so far. And I can only hope and pray that this book will add a little to that effort.
It is so well written and such a touching, inspiring story. The book is a product of Guyana's bittersweet sugar. Nowrang Prasad is our guest on the program. Nowrang is N-O-W-R-A-N-G and P-E-R-S-A-U-D. We'll have that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book's available at Amazon, bookventure.com, and the bookstore. You can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of the sugar industry in Guyana, pre- and post-independence. The topic of the book, the name of the book, A Product of Guyana's Bittersweet Sugar. How important has sugar been and continue to be in the economy of that country?
Well, sugar and Guyana are almost synonymous. There wouldn't have been a country called Guyana if it wasn't for the desire by the British to produce sugar. Sugar dominates the economy and the life of the country, so much so that at one time, what was British Guyana used to be pejoratively called Booker's Guyana. Booker's was the British firm that started the sugar industry in Guyana way back in the 300 years or so ago, 1630s, thereabouts. After the abolition of slavery, it was necessary to bring indentured immigrants from India to replace the slaves who had left the plantation and started to do their own thing in the surrounding villages.
You've said one of the motivational factors in writing the book is the increasing confusion or deliberate misrepresentation of the Guyana sugar industry. Talk about that, what you feel the misrepresentation is and how you correct it.
Okay, well, you know, it, as I said, because of the impression, the fact that it was a capitalist country, And as Guyana became independent and anti-capitalism, there was a lot of rancor against foreign owners of industry in Guyana. Sugar being number one, bauxite being number two. So there was a period when the industry was sort of psychologically attacked. And then it was eventually nationalized. Nationalization, unfortunately, did not make things any better. In fact, the production and prosperity of the industry went down. And there are pressures to privatize the industry while political elements want to retain it as a nationalized industry. In order to satisfy the two antagonists, as it were, or protagonists, if you like, rumors are being spread about the condition of the work in the industry, about the attitude of managers, depending on which side of the fence you are. So I thought I could use myself as an example, having started myself as a manual laborer and working my way up, winning a scholarship from the very British company that did not hesitate too much to Guyanize the management. They gave scholarships and scholarships to bright young Guyanese to study abroad and to assume positions of leadership in the industry. So, you know, the feeling that the original owners of the industry gave up and were, as it were, negative towards the industry, I thought that needed to be clarified.
And you do that in
the industry right now. Unfortunately, right now, it is still not doing well. It is under local ownership. And experiments were held by bringing back the British people to manage the industry, not to own it, but to manage it. That proved well. But then the political elements started working against that again and said it is time for the industry to be totally managed and operated by the local people. And as I said, that has not proven to be the best way to run the industry at this point in time.
You have such a nice job of establishing the background that places the sugar industry in Guyana. Gives us, as a reader, a chance to sample what life was like there. And I want to go back to this is your story. You grew up in a home where poverty was certainly prevalent. Talk about growing up. It was a mixed family that you grew up in, but somehow someone motivated you to break free of that. I mentioned the school administrator traveling around the globe as an executive. Let's talk about growing up and that motivation you had to really do something positive for yourself and your family.
Yeah. Well, as I indicated in the book, I come from a broken family and was part of a very mixed family, three different marriages, and living in the very virtual hovels, what they call logis, in the early days of the sugar industry, where the workers lived in very poor conditions, especially those with large families. You had to struggle to have proper food, so malnutrition was not uncommon. And, of course, education was not as important as it is today. It is not felt to be important. My parents had to be encouraged to send me to a high school. They could not afford it. But I felt then that was the way to go. And I decided that with their approval, I would go to high school and earn my own fees and find ways of getting books and things like that without their having to push their hands in their pockets. And in that way, I think I have been an example of a self-made person. And then fortunately did well in school, well enough to have won, as I said, a competitive scholarship from the very company that owned the sugar industry. And that was the springboard that launched me into the career as a human resource practitioner of pretty good repute, not only in Guyana, but in all the countries where I've worked under the auspices of the United Nations.
And it's a fascinating journey that you talk about in the book, a product of Guyana's bittersweet sugar. Now Rang Prasad, our guest on the program. You can link on directly to get information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Again, the book's available. You'll find it at Amazon, at bookventure.com in their bookstore. I referred to you as successful as a school teacher, but then unconventional as a school administrator. Talk about that part of your life when you were a school administrator and you did things a little bit differently.
Yes, indeed. The unconventionality was the fact that I had what was then known as the school leaving certificate, which is just the graduation certificate from high school. And I was teaching in a remote area of Guyana when suddenly I was approached by an Indian missionary. They're called Swami Purnananda. I was approached by him to go and start a high school. I was still in my teens. And the unconventionality is, one, my age, two, my qualification, and three, starting a high school in an area where there has never been a high school before. And so selling the high school, meeting with the parents, and starting the school. Fortunately, all of that went well to the point where the school did well and the results spoke for themselves. So that after the first few months, the enrollment increased from about 30-odd students initially to over 200. And the school eventually became one of the top high schools in Guyana, and still is doing very well. While I was at the high school, I won the scholarship to go and study abroad in the field of human resource management.
And that opened up so many doors for you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I think, you know, the unconventionality is, you know, to earn the respect of parents and the community while you're still, you know, in your teenage years, starting high school and winning their trust, I thought was rather fortunate.
Yes, that's one of the many inspirational stories in Naurang Prasad's book, A Product of Guyana's Bittersweet Sugar. You dedicate the book to your great-granddaughter, who you say reminds you of your mother. Talk about both of those individuals and the impact both have had on your life.
Okay, well, my mother was completely illiterate. She could not even tell an alphabet in English. And but she worked hard. She worked in the plantation as what is called a weeder, the person, people who put in the bush from around the sugarcane. And she had to look after about a dozen children at one time. So she never balked, never put any obstacle in the way of my studies. And while they could not afford to send me to high school, I'm sure, like most parents at that time, expected their children, as soon as they got to a certain age, to help with the economic finances of the family.
Yes.
But my mother was at least gracious enough to as it were, forego whatever earnings I might have been able to bring. And I make sure that I did not have them pushing their hands in their pockets to send me to school. So I earned my way through high school. That was the bit of the unconventionality I'm talking about.
Through your life, you've
and
touched...
My mother was a very wise person and very happy, very smiley all the time. My great-granddaughter is a virtual picture of my mother, not only in looks, but in you know, her attitude, in the indications of, you know, she reminds me of so many things about my own mother. That is what I meant, that it's dedicated to her and through her to my grandmother, because my mother initially and now my mother provided the inspiration, and now my great-granddaughter is providing the joy of seeing her grow. And I'm 82 now, and she's now coming into the world. And to see her and the image of my mother is a source of satisfaction.
It has to be an exciting and rewarding time for you. A couple minutes left in the program. What kind of response have you been getting to the book? What kind of feedback are you getting from readers?
Well, friends and family have all been very complimentary. And, you know, people have been asking for copies. People have been asking where they can get copies. So I have a feeling that it has touched the people who have read it so far. And that is the only indication I have. You know, calls, they've heard about the book or they've seen it, and how can they get a copy, that sort of thing.
And you can get a copy by going to Amazon, of course. You can go to bookventure.com in the bookstore.
Amazon or in yes.
Yes.
In Canada, it's also Barnes & Noble.
That's, and we'll have all that information on our website. So if you don't remember that, just go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on. The book is a product of Guyana's Bittersweet Sugar. It's an inspiring, motivational book. What a life that our guest has had on the program. Narang Prasad, that's NOWRANGPERSAUD. Narang, it is a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Really an inspirational book. Thank you for sharing the story with us on the show today. Thank you for being with us.
My very great pleasure, and thank you for the effort in doing so. Thank you a lot.
It certainly was our pleasure. Once again, the book is a product of Guyana's Bittersweet Sugar. You can link on directly and get information on the book by Narang Prasad by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.